Quilla, Haim, Gan.
I want to go home.
Let me introduce our actors. They are words, words that make up one simple sentence. I want to go home.
I want to go home.
When our cast, the words in that sentence, take their curtain call, sweating in their semantic costumes, their long-term future as far as performance goes might be as a one-man, one-word show. One go.
One go home. One go.
Surely there must be agreement this late in the day that words...
Anglo-Saxon word.
Dutch word. Icelandic word.
Swedish word.
German word.
Gothic word.
Lithuanian word.
Latin verbum.
Indo-European word.
As I was saying, surely there must be agreement this late in the day that words have a fixed meaning.
Even the mind of Almighty God is as a mouse in the path of an avalanche when it comes to words.
Before all this began, of course, there weren't any. I remember that as rather a peaceful time.
The elasticity of words now matches that of all the gases, liquids and solids, O Lord, through which your vibrations can pass.
Wake me when this is over.
One day the theater of creation will go dark forever. Only words will hold on to human history. With words, man imprints himself upon the infinite void.
Hello!
With the elliptical nature of universal things, that could be the echo of the echo of the echo to the power of whatever you want. In the beginning was the word, and in the end, and it was the same word. For this play, we should have 44 actors, one for each sound in the English language. But with things as they are, exigent economies, unbudgeable budgets, draconian cost controls...
I Want to Go Home by David Palmer, with David Bamber and Struan Roger.
A history of four words turning into five. Ich wille heim gan of 1,000 years ago into I Want to Go Home of today.
I mean, how can I possibly... Oh, you know, sort of be a...
Take it a step at a time.
The word daughter, home, talks to her word father, I.
Couldn't I be left out of it?
We do it together, or we don't do it at all.
The word son, to go, is playing in the wood beside the house.
What's that flower called, Dad? Let's make a name up.
Want... His word mother calls him indoors.
Gan! Gan!
We are at the beginning of this last 1,000 years, before the start of change.
Gan! Gan!
Mum's calling me in.
That sound stays. We never quite shake it off.
Gan! Gan, come in at once, you bad boy!
A mother summoning her child.
I know you're out there, hiding! I don't know why I bothered. I might as well talk to myself! You little horror!
Coming, Mom!
I am Kark, living in the back of the throat. Their blood beats and words huddle. The boy Gan has gone to his home. He cannot guide you across the continent of consonants into the veil of vowels as I can, because he is a word himself and therefore blinded by his own limitations, whereas I am a timeless sound, the glottal. God clearing his throat to spit on his hands, roll up his sleeves, and start making the universe. And on the sixth day, God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Thus the heaven and the earth were finished. And on the seventh day, God ended his work and rested, going over in his mind the list of what he'd made.
Light and dark, seas and dry land, plants and herbs, mankind. It's very quiet down there.
And on the eighth day, God had to go back to work because he'd left something out.
Let there be sound. Let there be noise. Let there be language. And communication.
And he sent certain angels about the earth so this could come to pass in an organized way. And he called them the angels of the eighth day, because the creation needed the extra time for the making of sound, language, and communication. And one of these angels arrived in a valley on the island of Albion, a place of woods and low hills. And the angel of the eighth day descended through heavy rain.
Hello? Anybody there?
In a wood, beside a stream, he waited. And waited. His gift of voice ungiven, for all had fled at his coming, and there was none to receive it. Then the birds flew timidly back to the trees, and the great angel gave them voices, each one with a simple meaning, easy to understand. For the Lord God did not wish to complicate things unnecessarily.
Oh, keep out of my territory.
Beware of strangers.
Look in front of me. Over here. Over here.
Please, he's coming.
Watch out for those heads.
Then came the cattle and the beasts of the field, the herb and flesh eaters together. And the angels strung their throats and tuned their tongues. And the sounds of the inarticulate were heard in the land.
Where are the fish of the stream? The creeping things of the earth.
And the fish and the creeping things came not, because they had no desire for the gift of the angel. From that day to this, they have remained silent.
Mankind, where are you?
And, drawn by the songs of the birds and the sounds of the animals, came the people in their dumbness, and stood before the angel, awed by his beauty and power. And the angel spaketh.
In time, from the catalogue of tongues, ye that have these woods and hills to dwell in, shall develop a language of thine own, which shall have several stages to go through before it reacheth fulfillment.
And the people murmured, saying, wherefore is this thing, and what's in a word? And they communicateth for the first time, and knew it not. For they were bridled with ignorance and harnessed with fear. And they nappeth their flints and looketh upon each other in a new way, asking themselves, is he thinking what I'm thinking? For they were headhunters who put a value on brains for the wrong reason. Thought they comprehendeth not. And in their benightedness, they recognize not the stirrings of language, but instead inclineth themselves to idolatry, worshipping the head as the receptacle of power. And they collected each other's heads and stuck them on poles. And the angel saw that the people had got the wrong end of the stick and came back to earth, but it was too late. The sin had taken hold, and language had become the concubine of war. So the angel of the eighth day went back to heaven and asked for an audience with the Almighty.
O wise and infallible maker of all things, the people communicateth not, but spiraleth towards war, urged on by their women who ululateth. The head, source of speech, they totemize.
Aye.
And God pondereth, wishing he had not rushed into language and communication, but taken time to think it out. And he was troubled at the thought of his own hastiness and the propensity of mankind for getting the wrong end of the stick. For in the mind of God, the creation was the Word, and the Word was the creation. And that Word was... the first word for the first thought. The idea which went before. A child playing a game to fill the void. Plosives, the first speech ever exchanged. I'm positive. Imitations of thunder. Listen to me. My mouth is as powerful as the sky. As enraged as the volcano. As wild as the sea in a storm. These theories aside, there was trouble in heaven. Things had got off on the wrong foot as far as God was concerned.
I didn't create sounds so they would start cutting off each other's heads.
They don't know what their brains are for, O Lord. The power they've got confuses them, I think.
Sound isn't an encouragement to violence. It should soothe. Communication was designed to help existence along, to ease relationships. All they're doing is assaulting each other with the idea.
What's that noise they're making now?
Mouth music, Almighty One. It means nothing.
From which all this was made. Perhaps that's as near as they're ever going to get to what was in my mind.
But some individuals on Earth were beginning to fit sense to sounds, to make sense, to create sense, which seemed to have been left for mankind to do for itself.
Heb dam, heb welly, will up wes, tow up welly.
The first word for the first thought, or the first sound, which one is the original?
There is an argument that I began it all. I am Kark, Kark, who lives in the back of the throat. The ancient Egyptian hieroglyph for the sound of phlegm rattling in the back of the throat was an animal mother's belly with teeth. Now, I am an exile from the English language. There is no sound in English anymore. No, that won't do. The pure glottal flourish was dropped. Why, I don't know. I'm an adornment to any living tongue. I should be brought back. Why keep me out in the cold? Imagine how all that throat exercise would improve the health of English speakers everywhere. My fervent hope is to be reintroduced as part of a new aversion word. The word yucky is getting very close to being in the dictionary. From there, it's but a step to yucky, and I'm back.
Heb dan, heb welly, will up wes, tow up weddy.
Bronze Age bravado, the cry of the Celt. The hills and valleys echoed to the plaintive cry of his first-person singular.
Me! Heb dan,
without fire, without bed, I shall sleep a while, then be tired.
The change is coming on the point of a sword. From a people so obedient and disciplined, they have no need of the first person singular. Any
any pronoun is anathema, because it's saying itself. The angel stood back and let the legions of Rome drive the Celts and their language to the barren places of the West. And there were no pronouns for 500 years.
At.
The angel bideth his time, knowing help was on its way. For it was part of the design, man should have reflexive pronouns to wrestle with, so he could see himself in those elementary mirrors.
Who am I? Who are you? Who is he? Who are we? Who are they?
Help was at hand. The Romans had to withdraw. Once they had gone, land-hungry Germanic tribes crossed the channel, bringing our family of word actors over with them. The voice of the barbarians.
The battle cry of the Angles, Saxons, Jutes, and Frisians.
And I, Kark, was echoed in it.
The throat song of the German tribes marching, looking for Lebensraum.
The disinherited, oh yes, the people seeking land and expression. Saxons came to our wood.
Ich will heim gern.
And one family in particular of words. Ich, the father. Willa, the mother. Gan, the son. And Heim, the daughter. I want to go home, the Saxons are saying as they occupy the valley. Not the home they have left, but the home they have come to. They build their houses, yoke their oxen, plow their land, and say their words.
I am Ick.
I am Willa.
I am Heim.
I am Gan.
Let us listen to what the words are saying to each other.
Ick. Heim's homesick.
Oh, she'll get over it.
I won't. I hate it here.
No, don't be extreme.
Our little valley's got a lot to say for it, love. We're very happy here.
It's a dead end. Oh,
she's scared of anything new.
Shut up.
Well, I like it here. There's room for words describing 17 different types of rain. You can always smell the sea wherever you are.
Yeah. Where we came from was bigger. I don't like being hemmed in. Will we ever go back, Dad?
There's so much work for us here. I can't think about that.
Don't torment your sister, Gan.
There is war between the tribes.
What?
I must go with the armies as they fight over the new territories. Travel in their mouths.
Why do you have to go?
I am Ick, who is part of all of them.
Oh, bye, Dad. I'm sorry I blew up just now.
That's all right. Perfectly natural. But we must move on.
Return safely.
Bye, Dad. Don't get hurt.
Bye.
We'll be waiting for you.
Bye.
Bye.
And Ick the word was carried in the minds of the warriors as they worked out their weirds, foresaw their dooms, and polished the armor of their personal Icks and Ids while waging war. A man's honor is his pronoun.
Give up, do ya?
Is that a death rattle? Or is he trying to say something? The armies wandered between the petty kingdoms, seeking territory and mates. And so it was for 300 years of war. In the timescale of words, hardly a week. Then came the hour of my banishment. The mutilation of Ick.
Ick! Ick, you're back! Dad, what happened?
Nothing. Nothing. Don't make such a fuss.
Ick. I-C-H. Had dropped his H somewhere.
Did someone cut it off?
Forget it, wife. What was the use of it? Ick was more an expression of disgust than a name. Now, Ick is a different matter. Sharp and to the point. Ick, 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 Ick.
Can't have just dropped off, surely.
Once home, Ick said little about the war. His family could not help but wonder where the verbal amputation had taken place. What battle, what moment. Gan plagued his father with questions.
Where did it happen? Were you brave? How many fought against you? Show us the scar.
Your father doesn't want to talk about it. Leave him alone.
He's changed since he lost it.
And it could not be told that the H of Ich had been gathered by the angel and taken to the warehouse of consonants for reissue. It reappeared in the new word hologram in 1949.
Oh, God. How do I find my meaning in all this?
Listen to Ick as he dwells privately on his most painful memories.
The H didn't wear off. It was not pulled off. In a time of human devastation, when bloodshed had become too common, men turned away from Ick because it was the sound of a sword being sharply withdrawn from flesh.
Sociolinguists. Look out when words themselves advance such ideas. But the ancestor of I is convinced that's what happened to him. He was abbreviated by common consent.
Words have something to say about being at a loss for words, beyond words. I feel the darkness that existed before words, the black marsh, strange roots in blood-logged soil.
You'll be all right, Ick. Don't dwell on it. Think about something else. Oh.
What's the matter with Dad?
Ever since he lost his... Leave him alone for a while.
Poor Dad.
Ick sits beside a sulking fire, watching the rain, re-entering his own etymology. The reek of tree roots and acid soil in his nostrils, the taste of bog water on his tongue. He is facing the fact that he will never know where his meaning came from.
Is that how it began? No better than a pig's grunt.
The power of the magic of words is sourced in mystery.
Sourced? What kind of word is that?
Well, in time, Ick, all nouns will be used as verbs. The inanimate will be activated also.
Oh.
Sourced will mean beginning in, supplied by, from source. French, from Latin, from Indo-European, if you like, from anywhere. It's just a word for,
Well,
there you have it. The tears welled from her eyes.
Oh, it's all so transitory. And no rules. What have we got to hold on to?
The original element which still roars beyond language.
You know, sometimes I think my black moods are just part of the process. A slackening of energy before the next thrust.
I fear so. One day, machines will do the talking, and mankind will return to his original dumbness. The circuit will have been completed. I want to get back in circulation before that happens, if I can. Me. Kark.
Who'll make this machine?
Mankind will glory in speech, but find it troublesome and time-consuming. He'll reach a stage whereby he has so many other things to do. Talking can be done by a computerized skull on a pole at the door of the space station.
I'll have to talk to my family about this. What's the point of going on?
You've got nothing to worry about. The words will survive inside the machine.
It's not the same thing, is it?
And Ick fell into another one of his Germanic glooms, wondering where it was all going.
Well, the way I look at it, we're just impulses, expressions of energy.
Yes, dear.
We're stored in people's memories.
Yes, dear.
And do we have an independent existence?
Well?
I'm not sure I want to bring my children up to.
And Ick saw a vision.
Process. Contemplating.
Employ vibrating quartz crystals to generate frequencies far beyond the human ear.
Sonic mysteries.
Did you have that in mind, oh Lord? So much room for development.
I created too much space for most things.
From the Saxons to ultrasonics, won't they still be saying roughly the same old things, even at 10 billion cycles? Trespassers will be prosecuted. What are you doing tonight?
There are thoughts mankind has not encountered yet. Thoughts I've always had. They must catch up.
Won't the vessel break? They're very delicate, don't you think?
They must get stronger. We've a long way to go.
Ick, wake up! Wake up! Look, you're dreaming! Oh, your poor heart is hammering away.
Oh, Willa, it was horrible. So horrible, I know it could never come true. I was written on a speck of sand. That's all there was to me. And everything around me was so small, so insignificant. The people just sat and stared while the sun blew over them and obliterated every sign of their being on Earth.
The nightmare's over now, dear. Try and go back to sleep.
Every grain of sand was an infinity of words. Words that blew over the world in clouds, building up great dunes.
Yes, dear. Hush now, or you'll wake the children.
Cities covered by the dunes. The sun shining down on a sea of silica. Such a thing could never happen, could it?
You spend too much time alone in your head, Ick.
I'm the first person singular. What do you expect?
And he settled down to sleep, expunging the nightmare from his memory by an act of will. But it lingered in the mind of God. 1066. Another battle. Language against language. Old Anglo-Saxon English against old Norman French. Germanic against Romance.
And there was great slaughter on either side. There was slain King Harold with many good men, and the Frenchmen gained the field of battle, as God granted them, for the sins of the nation.
Seigneur Baron, cette bataille pour règne conquérir.
Fight not only for victory, but also for survival. If you bear yourselves valiantly, you will obtain victory, honor, and riches.
It's going to be 10 times the size of our house. Why do Normans have to live in such big places? Walls 10 feet thick and a ditch all round it. And that wife of his, Desire. She's so pushy.
Never mind her, Mum. You look out for that verb bulwark, the governess. Always first in the queue. All elbows, that one.
Every time we open our mouths, we're told to shut up.
Our simple family of words is under pressure from overpowering French neighbours who want everything their way. Socially and culturally, they seem to be miles apart.
Je. Ick. Je. Ick. Je.
Not much room for compromise there. The Battle of Hastings was much more clear-cut.
Willa.
The.
Willa.
The.
Willa.
Observing this conflict Willa. With some trepidation, or watching this fight with some fear, I consulted, or spoke with, the angel of the eighth day, who arrived, came, on a routine tour of inspection.
Has Ick got over his depression?
Yes, but now he's become very obstinate instead. Every time he sees a Norman, he asserts himself.
We granted him a dream of the future, which he's chosen to suppress. He might be reacting to its implications, putting the Normans into the role of aggressor.
They are the aggressors.
Yes, but not necessarily at the level of linguistics.
They've razed all the towns and villages to the ground. Massacred the people.
Yes, 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 I know, but that goes on everywhere.
Brought over a new ruling class, stuffed the church with their own bishops, made being an Anglo-Saxon some kind of ethnic crime.
Take it to the monks. They'll look after him.
I've been thinking about the stress disorders caused by colonialism. They weren't foreseen at the time of the creation, which is quite odd, really. I'm beginning to wonder if it wasn't language that started politics and the whole process.
Ah. You're wondering whether we should have had the eighth day at all.
If an omnipotent God forgets, that forgetting is part of his omnipotence. Perhaps we should have left it there after the seventh day.
No sound at all. Not even thunder. The wind.
the waves on the shore. No music.
The root of all evil might be listening. Don't you find something annoying about that sound? Yeah, it's smoother. Sweeter. Say them one after the other.
Ick.
Yeah.
Yes. I see what you mean. Ick is a bit like sick.
Oh, trick.
Or crick.
While he's in the monastery, I wonder if we can persuade him to have an operation.
No, 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 I'm short enough as it is.
It's a chance to act unselfishly, to prove your moral worth.
To squeeze words into a smaller and smaller space is cruel, sheer verbicide. Give us room to breathe, to shed some light.
But in the year 1340, Ick was brought to the knife in the infirmary of a monastery.
No, I'm too old for this. I'll never heal. In the Middle Ages, people need as much identity as they can get.
And the angel was merciful this time, and let Ick stay the length he was for a while longer. But in the monastery of St. Augustine of Canterbury, whence he had been taken for further abbreviation, there was a monk called Michael, busy with the translation of a French text by one Friar Lorenz, entitled Le somme des vices et des vertus.
The sum of the vices and the virtues. That's so long-winded. I'll call it Agenbite of Inwit. Means roughly the same, and it's so much shorter.
At a stroke, this boring, mediocre, finger-wagging monk showed the superiority of the native Anglo-Saxon tongue over that of the French invaders. The Agenbite of Inwit was concise, pungent, and powerful. Scholars flocked to Canterbury to look at Michael's manuscript, badly written, unpleasantly illuminated, but the title. It became a shrine. Scholars, authors, and interviewers flocked there.
Well, might you ask where the inspiration for such a philological coup came from? As a man of religion, I must ascribe the motive and the bon mot to the Most High. One moment I was staring with dislike at this florid, Frenchy phrase, Les hommes de vice et de vertus, pensing somewhat ruefully how long it was going to take to scribe. Then, three, fast falling came Hagenbite of Inwit. A thunderbolt barging into my brain pan. I reeled, I gasped, I sank to my knees, thinking my hour had come. But it lay there, cooling, a meteor fresh from the heavens with my name hardening upon its side in melted gold. Except for that fabulous fire-rimmed phrase, I'd be nothing in semantics but a lowly ecclesiastical pen-pusher.
What a time this was. Emergencies, disasters, sweeping changes. Leaving the Black Death aside for the moment, let's follow the fortunes of Ick's daughter, Hayne.
Mum, do you mind if we have a talk?
Well, give us a hand with this washing up if you've got nothing better to do.
Mum, have you noticed something different about me lately?
Well, I was holding back from saying anything until things got clearer.
I can't really talk to Dad about it. Not yet, anyhow.
Do you know what's happening to you? You've lost all your... what do they call it? Embonpoint.
You're starting to be straight up and down. Mum, I'm not female anymore.
What?
Everything feminine about me, my mind, my meaning, is virtually gone.
Well, how can that be?
I don't know.
Oh, don't say you're turning masculine on me.
I'm not sure. I might. We'll have to wait and see. Don't tell Dad yet, whatever you do.
Oh, my poor little girl!
Thousands of French nouns have been assimilated into the English language, all with a gender. Old English itself had genders. It had become a very strange circus. Thus, the old English for a flower was masculine, the Norman French feminine. These words coexisted, could be used in the same sentence. The fate of Hain was to become neutral, and all other nouns with her. It. Inflectional endings ended, exterminated by the same cleansing storm of simplification.
How do you feel, love?
Less tossed about. My yearnings have shifted onto a median plane.
You're talking different, darling.
Things aren't the same, Mum.
And Gan, the verb, began to examine himself. He went to his father and confessed to feelings of isolation and blinkered vision.
Too much on my own, Dad.
You've got us.
You've got to have vision, Dad. See beyond myself. What do you call me Gan for? What kind of a name is that?
And Gan began to go, to search for his far-reaching infinities. Far above the earth he orbited.
To go where no bird's gone before!
Seeking the unlimited, indefinite infinity of himself, unpredicated, the dream of ultimate star-blessed freedom, to go. Gerund grinders fall away like spent fuel tanks.
To go! Everything's to go!
Time is to go.
God is to go!
Man is to go. Eventually.
Where?
And so Gan fell to earth, having seen and sensed infinity. The impact on landing broke him in half. He became to and go.
Now I've seen everything.
As to go, he arose, a divided self. But strong because of what he had witnessed, the endless motion of God's nature.
I don't like that smell.
Books burning. Words burning.
I want to go home!
Oh, a heretic at the stake.
What's he done?
Said something they don't like.
When they burn him, Dad, they burn us. How do we survive?
Reincarnation, son. We're always coming back, but a little change.
What word was that?
The Festival of the Annunciation, with Pentecost, the giving of tongues, the angels' favor. Pentecost, to me, mister, that the effects of religion on words are both good and bad. Mystery, misunderstanding.
Words keep the creation continuous. It has never halted. As they change, it is to recognize the greater change. Designs on the heavenly drawing board have shifted somewhat.
Any chance of a recall for me? Give the grottle a go. Being redundant's no fun at all. With so many new words around, surely room could be made in one of them. And this new narcotic from Virginia everyone's smoking means throat clearing in the 16th century is a sophisticated sound.
Well, keep applying. Have another go at a time of general nausea. You know, total disenchantment, sort of.
I'll keep my ear to the ground.
Now, I really must get on.
Willa?
Oh. Willa, you have been chosen.
Pronunciation. Annunciation.
Oh, you frighten me. What's up?
Until now, you have not been strong enough to bear the weight of your own meaning.
Oh? I thought I hadn't done so badly.
Willa has strength, but the inner balance is too fine, too tender.
Well, that's not what it feels like.
In thy womb shall form a phenomenal verb.
Don't like the sound of this.
I plant a seed.
Ooh.
It shall grow at its own pace, not to be born, but to transform you from within. Civil war shall be the midwife.
Oh, to be something other than a word.
to have my flesh respected.
The seed now pulsing in thy womb is an act of will of which your metamorphosed desire. We need a great, impregnable, endurable word, a battle cry and Bible, a gravestone which fits over most human lives. You shall become want.
Why not leave me as I was? Everyone knew what I meant.
The concept of will has been given to religion and philosophy for their exclusive use. They know what to do with it. Ordinary people don't.
When Ick heard his wife was doomed to suffer fundamental change, he collapsed into a morbid introspection that was a kind of sympathy.
The universal ache of want. How can we live with that?
Don't go on about it.
He sat in corners for hour upon hour, muttering.
It makes no sense.
Oh, do shut up! There's nothing to be done.
You could get rid of it.
And lose the bath with the baby and the bathwater. For us, Ick, it's just one visitation after another.
Ick Willa, you and me. Ick Willa will be Ick Want. Ick Want. They don't go.
They'll just have to, won't they?
I can't take Ick Want seriously. Oh. It's got nothing to recommend it. It's ugly. Difficult to say Ick Want. By the time they finish with it, we'll have quant to put up with.
What does it matter?
Quant's too near the knuckle for my liking. We're so tossed about at people's mercy. If only I could perceive a reason.
You'll never find one.
And Ick prayed to the word that was at the beginning for enlightenment, and reply there came not. Only a little playful wind which roused the dust. So he became even more inward-looking and cast down.
We can't go on living together like this.
Well, then leave. Go off on your own.
No music in Ick Want.
Oh.
No mystery.
I wish I'd never teamed up with a pronoun.
I heard that.
You were meant to.
And Ick suddenly boiled over.
Ick, I'm fed up with this. If Ick can't get a better deal, Ick'll take drastic... Oh, shit. Before Ick'll agree to have want, Ick'll... Oh... Hell.
And he ran his head into the wall, then banged it and banged it.
Get the ickle out of my head. I can't have the ickle. Did I say I?
Thus it was that Ick's C followed his H into the warehouse of letters, gathering dust for 500 years until reissued as part of the new verb tactilize. To make touchable, cobbled from that meaty old Jacobean adjective, tactile.
I don't know what's happened to plain old shooting from the hip English. I don't. When I think of everything I've been through with my family.
Words are meant to suffer, I reckon.
And how? What's it all been about? Does it matter anymore? Let them say what they like.
I read somewhere that the losses and gains of language are as accountable as the double bookkeeping of a lunatic.
Come on, Mum. It's not the first time we've had our backs to the wall. It'll all come right in the end. Perhaps.
Remember Je? Huh? Remember the battle we had with Je, Dad? Remember English Anglo-Saxon triumphant? Battered, bloody, full of French words, like a brave soldier shot full of lead, but still indomitable. Remember the day the Lord Mayor of London and the Alderman decreed that all court proceedings had to be in English and not French? 300 years from the Conquest we had to wait for that.
Picked up, dumped, shoved sideways, kicked around. Who comes to our defence? Onion picklers and pedants.
Don't knock them, Dad. Someone has to stick up for our rights, if we have any.
Visiting time in the casualty ward for words.
I don't see much of a future for us. Sometimes I think it's been no more than a firework display before total darkness. We won't be needed. Then I say to myself, snap out of it. Cynical foreknowledge of the afterlife is about as much use as a recherche epithet.
That's the ticket, Dad. Keep your pecker up.
When you mix your idioms, daughter, I find it painful. Desist if you can.
You'll be all right. Now you've been promoted.
Yeah. What? Made into a capital letter.
That doesn't mean much. It was a sop to my pride.
Look at it this way, Dad. They can't do much more to you now you're down to one letter.
Thanks for nothing. When I'm written down, what do I look like? A pillar in the desert. The ruin of an ancient civilization.
Dignity's there, Dad. Some style, some elevation. From what I hear, I is the in thing.
Oh, yes, why?
It's generally believed to contain the concentrated essence of selfhood.
Well, that's all right then, isn't it? I can be lonely, mutilated, but as long as I'm the concentrated essence of selfhood, I've got nothing to worry about.
You're never satisfied. That's your trouble.
Can't trust them. What are they going to do next?
They're sure to leave us alone for a while, aren't they? Let us get used to things.
Don't you believe it. I've heard that someone's been putting it about. I'm not even a vowel. They're saying I'm just a diphthong.
You've not heard that one.
Their minds are wicked.
Nothing but a diphthong. I was all right while I was ick, and all right while I was ick. But as soon as I became just I, a mere diphthong, no better than A, and all that lot, the shame of it.
Well, Dad's a diphthong.
Oh.
Well, well.
There's never been a diphthong in our family.
Mom, I hate
to We'll you. Have no diphthongs here.
It's not a good time, perhaps. But Hame, the A in Hame, my name...
You've been spelling it wrong. It's with an O.
But, Mum, for 1,000 years it's been...
No, it hasn't. I'd never have a diphthongized A in the house. It's always been with an O. You know, like a circular encampment in the Indo-European tribal homeland.
What?
And so it came to pass that Hame was left to the Scots to cling on to while we embraced home. A word with an inbuilt music which applied equally to a ruinous hovel by the roadside or a mighty palace in its parkland. And a great feeling came into being with this transformation, an attachment to an idea. Whatever roof a man lived under was holy unto him. A part of himself.
Take your part as dozy do, eye to eye in sky and tie, oo to o in brown and cow, e to e in bean and grease, o to o in nose and road, o to o in mood and boot, and boot and cook and gloves and mother.
These dance steps are not unlike those of the great consonant shift of primitive Germanic, remember?
I'd rather not.
I was very involved. Getting loose from Indo-European and all that. How did it go? Da 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 da. In 3000, B and C. F for B and T for T. H for K.
Down to... The whole business of twisting language around has been a misfortune. The Word of God can't keep altering its shape if it's to have a dependable meaning.
Could that be the reason words fluctuate? God shifts his meaning, language must follow.
The time has come to fix English, set it in stone. They must agree on spelling, pronunciation, punctuation...
How will that be enforced?
By law.
Hung for a sheep as a full stop?
Hanged, surely.
Depends.
It depends, and you must have a dependent clause so we know what depends on what.
Ah, those poor words. What are they in for?
For ending a sentence on a preposition, branded with it. It's a minefield.
Dad, I've been thinking about what I should do with myself. I should study for something, a profession.
Oh, not before time. What a choice you've got. To go should be able to do anything he likes, if he has any sense of direction.
Americanisms, anachronisms, archaisms, liberties with as. 5 years for that. Banality, bastard enumeration... Careless repetition, circumlocution. God, the law's complicated. It'll take ages to get through this lot.
Don't overdo it, son.
That essay you had to write last week on superfluous buts and those had you on your knees.
There's so much to swat up on, Mum.
Well, don't strain your eyes. You don't want to end up like Dr. Johnson. By the time he finished his dictionary, he couldn't read it.
Confusion with negatives. What's that? I don't know.
You'll have to ask your dad.
Debatable dashes, dead metaphors, ellipses in subordinate clauses, emphatic inversions. Oh, Mum, I'm not cut out for this.
You stick at it. Words are going to need their own champion. One day, you'll be in the House of Words.
Finding the resolution from somewhere. His split personality held together by one strand of historical linguistic horsehair. The young fellow struggled on.
Dad, can I ask you something?
To make me look foolish.
My mum doesn't know, my sister doesn't know. I have to ask you.
Son, last week you showed me up on fused participles. Every time you want help with your studies, it's to shame me.
Dad, it's nothing like that. What I need to know is, am I deluding myself?
Almost certainly, son.
Now, hear me out, Dad. I get the impression things are starting to fall into place. A structure is emerging. A worthwhile, rational system of do's and don'ts. Have you, with your long experience of communications, noticed this?
No, son, I haven't. As far as I'm concerned, it's been chaos from start to finish. Saxons to cyberspace.
Dad, I think the word will rule. It's the people who become redundant. If you have the word, you have everything.
Time for a new religion, then.
One where the word doesn't have to have a meaning. I'll whip one up before lunch, shall it?
You called?
Dad, regression never solved anything.
This is the nearest I'd got to making a comeback. Slippage in the mind of that poor old pronoun and his dotage as he went back to his youth and those early days among the Anglo-Saxons. I'd been hoping for something modern, on a larger scale. Now, British automobile manufacturing is completely in the hands of the Germans. We could call it the car industry.
Will you be all right, Dad? They seem very kind here.
What are they doing here?
They'll look after you. We'll come and visit when we can.
Where am your Muda? Cutting nettles for De Super?
She sends her love.
There's some odd ones in here. Thought you regarded Agenbite and Inwit in the solarium playing cribbage.
You'll make friends, Dad. Don't hesitate to ring. The library's quite good, I think.
Oh, won't be reading. Every book is a cemetery for someone like me. No. Walk, walk. Must take walks. Get out in Laban's realm.
Where shall we park ourselves today? Bottom gate? By the pond? Under the lilac tree? Beside the kiosk?
Not one of them's been to see me. The bastards.
Oh, they live such busy lives. The sun has rushed off his feet, never has a minute. Want is everywhere. As for home, well, gets more popular all the time.
Never thought the day would come. Me in a hospice for dying parts of speech. Once I'm gone, the lot will... Oh, well, fall apart. Don't go so fast down the slope, Khaki.
Oh, sorry. Bad brakes. Ability of computers doubles every 18 months. No sign of it slowing down. These mechanisms govern. Obedience is the enemy of independent words. Someone with absolute power needs only 400 words to get things done. Within the swarming anarchy of English, there are 500,000 to cull, allow to decay.
Have we been this way before?
We have.
Can't remember anything these days.
Hold tight. Fallen trees. Right upstream. Flattened hill.
What's the hurry?
Oh, so many leaves underfoot. Oh, these folk trails wind so.
Vassa. It smells Vassa.
The Danube. We roll through the muck and mines of farmers, trample on their tongues, right to the beginning.
the cavern of the mouth, and the fountain and the source. Wum. Grunt. Ick.
Welcome back.
The original cave. Is it fair to think death's been and gone?
We're calling in some words. You're going home?
I don't want to go home.
Don't feel picked on. Other words will follow. But you have to be the first.
Feel sick.
From now on, the concept of I will be enshrined in the identity of the Creator. I am what I am. Mankind has no further need of it.
And off my old friend Ick went, unwillingly, flying swift as a soft little feather from a duck's bum, being sucked up by a sophisticated centrifugal vacuum cleaner.
In I Want to Go Home by David Parnell, Ick was played by David Bamber, Willa by Joanna Monroe, Haim by Georgie Alexander, and Gan by Ben Crowe. Cork was Struan Roger, Angel of the Eighth Day, Andrew Scott, God, John Hartley, and the creator of Agenbite of Inwit, Stephen Critchlow. Technical presentation was by Keith Graham. The play was directed by Peter Kavanagh.